about him. We give God all the praise and all the glory, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen? Amen. I want us to be joyful. I want us to be joyful and rejoice because the Lord is good and he's not about to change his nature. Amen? Amen. We had a confirmation this morning when Reverend Givens read Psalm 100, because guess what? That was the text the Lord led us to share with you today, Psalm 100. And we're looking at that psalm because we want you to know that knowing God is necessary. I didn't say it was optional. It's necessary. The one who gives you breath to breathe, the one who allows your blood to course through your veins, the one who woke you up this morning, knowing him is necessary. We're going to read that psalm again, 5 verses. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, not just some folk, but everybody. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That's what we were doing, right? You say, well, I can't sing. Then you need to apply verse 1, make a joyful noise. Here's our verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. That's everybody. That's everybody. Oh, that's all means. Amen. You may be seated. Knowing God is necessary. Father, we thank you again for allowing us this wonderful privilege to share your word as you've given to us. We pray that you'd bless us now and give us understanding hearts, that all that we do would bring glory and understanding and love, and Lord, that would honor your name and praise you and lift you up. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen. Amen. Why is it necessary to know God? I thought about it this way. You're only going to spend a limited amount of time on this planet. You're going to spend most of your time outside of this planet into a world that is called eternity. Wouldn't it be good to know the one who rules eternity? Don't you think that would be a good idea for us to get to know the one? But not only that, get to know the one who made you. Get to know the one who created you. Serving God is necessary. Now, there are people that claim they know God. They make these claims. Well, I know him. And they limit their knowledge of God to experience or ideology. They limit what they know about God and say, well, I think this about God, and therefore, that's my concept of God. But I want to tell you something. God is bigger than your thoughts. God is greater than anything you could ever come up with. As a matter of fact, he is God all by himself. This wonderful psalm that many of us learned in Sunday school, we learned to rehearse it, has in that third verse, it's packed with wonderful things for you to know about your living God. It tells us, know ye that the Lord, number one, he is God. And it's saying it in such a way that there's no competition to him. He's God all by himself. Now, there are others that claim to be God, but they don't count. Look at somebody, tell them they don't count. Amen. They can't bless you the way that God can. They can't deliver you the way that God can. They can't keep you through COVID or anything else the way that God can. Only God can do those things. He's God all by himself. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. For some of you that consider yourself self-made, this verse refutes that. It pushes that out of the way. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. All that you are and all that you ever hope to be, God had to do it for you. Amen. How many of you know that God will do it for you? Yeah, he brought you. He brought you from a mighty long way, kept you for a long time, and still he keeps on blessing me. Somebody said over and over again, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Dr. Adam Clark, a theologian and commentary on the Bible, suggests two things from this. He said, first of all, you need to know that the Lord is God. He's the sovereign ruler. He put it this way. He said that he is the uncreated creator. He never had a beginning and will never have an end. There will always be God. Now, if you can't be confident about anything else that you would lay hold of for 2022, you can be confident of the very fact that God is God. He's almighty. He's El Shaddai. He's the eternal God. He's Elohim. God created all things, and yet he was not created. Never had a beginning and never will have an ending. He's God all by himself. And Dr. Clark further explains that this knowledge is critical. It is necessary. It brings us into when this psalm was written. This psalm was not written by someone who was on a mountaintop and reflecting. It was not written by someone who was in the temple. Most theologians say that it was written during the time of captivity. Israel had gone into captivity in Babylon. They were about to lose their identity, but what held them together was their faith in God. Your faith in God will hold you together in troubled times. Your faith in God will keep you going when you want to quit. Your faith in God will tell you, hold on and see what the end's going to bring, because God is the one who made this day. He is the sovereign Lord. He is God Almighty, and he doesn't change. Now, if you could get to know God, maybe some of the conditions that are coming against you, amen, God would overcome those things so you could keep on going in Jesus' name. How many of y'all want to keep on going? Because God is God, I don't simply exist. Let me say that again. Because God is God, I don't simply exist. I live. Many of the people in Babylon, the Jews who were in exile, and they couldn't get back to their homeland, but they could get a hold of God. And they said, if we don't have anything else, we got God. Let me drop this in your ear. If you don't have anything else to hold on to, you got God. And God, who has brought you this far, will keep you every step of the way. Know that. Know that this year. Nail it down in your mind that God is God. But he didn't stop with just that knowledge. There's this relationship that you have with God. He made us. And Dr. Clark said in his commentary that automatically the creation of you also says that he's the owner of you. Let me explain this in baseball terms. Let me explain it in baseball terms or in football or sports. There are certain times that a player may not be at his highest level. And so what the team owner will do, he will trade them to another team. You know, he's trying to get his money's worth. And since you ain't bringing it in the box office, he says, I'm going to get my money some way or another, so he will sell you. Here's the thing about God. God doesn't trade. God doesn't say you're not living up to standard. As a matter of fact now, God will punish you. Oh, don't get that wrong now. Because he's bringing out the best in you. He's bringing out the person that you never thought you could be. God's going to bring that out. But he doesn't trade. How many of y'all have been serving the Lord for some time now, and you've gotten into this thing? Well, man, I wonder if God's going to give me up. I wonder if he's going to get tired of me. How many of y'all ever thought that? Maybe you messed up or you did something wrong, and now you got some regrets about the past, and you're trying to get past. Maybe God doesn't love me. Read the verse. His mercy endures forever. Read what the word says. Now it says he made us, and so therefore, because he's our maker, we belong to him. You ought to hug yourself and say, I belong to God. I belong to God. I belong to him. One song that we used to sing in the church, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am and everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord, completely yours. You belong to God. So this verse helped the Israelites who were struggling. It helped them to give them joy in the midst of their captivity. It gave them joy. Rather than sing about gloom and doom, somebody wrote a happy song. We don't know who the author was, but many suppose it was David. But according to the studies that I've read, amen, it doesn't describe it to David. It describes it to somebody in captivity, in trouble, in a storm, in a mess, in a condition that they couldn't change, but they woke up one morning and said, you know what? This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to write him a song. Yeah. Notice also, it's not an exclusive song. It says, make a joyful noise unto whom? Unto the Lord, all ye lands. Folks everywhere ought to be thanking God. People that are in a COVID mess ought to be thanking God. People that are in the hospital ought to be thanking God. Everyone across all lands ought to give God praise, because guess what? When you got up this morning, he was still God. When you lay down tonight, he's still going to be God. And you get up the next day, and the one after that, he's still going to be God Almighty. I like that. I like that. And he will not change. He will not change. I also learned in studying that this psalm was written to commemorate the victory of Joshua. After he had won the battles and they were going into the promised land, it was written about Joshua and his conquest. Now, folks, let me get this straight. People that are in a problem, in captivity, they're writing about victory. They're writing about getting out of the problem. y'all don't see it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. They're talking about serving God, and they don't even have a temple. But they know that it's in the plan. See, because when you serve God, it's in his plan to bless you. Now, why do people not get this? It's because of a lack of knowledge. Number one, that lack of knowledge that they have will lead them to what we call creative confidence. I like that word. Write it down. Creative, took me a long time to think about. Creative confidence. And when you have that, that's when you get into these do-it-yourself projects. Yeah. Yeah, you better call Lowe's or call somebody, call an expert, because you don't know what you're doing. Look, it's about, no, don't do that. wife might be sitting beside her husband, and she'd be telling him, "You don't know what you're doing." You cannot play with these do-it-yourself projects when your life is in the hand of God. This psalm gives you great confidence of knowing that in the year 2022, you don't have to do it yourself. Get the expert. Get the one who knows you. Get the one who's numbered your days. Get the one who's ordering your steps. Get to know God and watch him work some miraculous things in your life. I don't know about you. I'm looking for miracles. Now, why am I looking at for miracles? Because I've seen so much disaster. I've seen so much heartache. I've seen so many people hurting. And what I say is, if the devil can work, he ain't gonna outdo God. Are y'all with me? Are you with me this year? And so this psalm is a psalm of rejoicing. It's a song of praise, because that's going to lead us into a deeper knowledge of God. That's going to help your understanding. It will lead not to self-reliance. That's the mistake that people have. Well, let me rely on, I can't count on nobody. You're going to be like B.B. King. Amen. He was singing in a song, said, you know, nobody loved me but my mama, and she could be jiving too. You're going to always have people in this world who will let you down for one reason or the other, but you can always count on your Creator God. Here is a group of people at their lowest point, and they're saying to themselves, rather than sing songs of doom, we're going to look up and rejoice, and then we're going to encourage not only our captors, but we're going to encourage everybody across all lands. Give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. Know that the Lord, he is God. Serving God and knowing God is necessary. If you don't get to know God, destruction is looming. Your destruction is looming. People say, why you go to church, and why you dress up on Sunday, and why you go and you know, you give money to the church and all of that? I don't give that to pay off God. I give that as an expression of how much he's blessed me. I want to let him know that I appreciate what he's done in my life. I want the Lord to know. That's why, you know, when I wave my hand, I'm not trying to be all out for. I'm just saying, Lord, you've been good to me. You know, it's kind of like in the country. In the country, everybody waves. Whether they know you or not, they wave. They wave. Now, if they know you, they're going to really wave. If they don't know you, they might, you know, or lift up a finger over the stern wheel. That's in the country, amen? But when you know God, you got to wave both hands. You got to give him glory. You got to give him honor, because he is God. Knowing God. I want to close by just sharing some facts with you. We're not in captivity, but we're in a storm. It's affecting people mentally. It's affecting them economically. We're in a storm. We're in a mess. People now, they're angrier than ever. There are those who walk around with their head hung down as if everything is over. I wish you would read this psalm, because it's telling us we have the victory. Even if the worst does happen, we still got the victory. Amen. We said, preacher, I might die. But guess who's got resurrection power? Yeah. Guess who's got the power to raise you up if you are down? Amen. Now, here's the point. What's going to be your attitude in knowing God? I don't just want to know him to get the stuff that I need. He's going to provide that anyway. I don't just want to know God because what he's going to give, he's given that anyway. I'm his. I belong to him. I've got a knowledge of him. I know how to call on him. I know how to ask him for breakthroughs. I know how to ask him for blessing. So the thing that I want to do, I just want to praise him. Just want to honor him and giving him thanks. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. God knows that we're in a storm. He knows that we're facing COVID. He knows the economic condition. He knows the inflation that we're in. You know, you almost got to take a loan to do grocery shopping. Am I right, somebody? Yeah, and I'm a vegetarian, and amen, even vegetables getting high. Lord, have mercy, but let next year come on. I'm going to plant some garden, and I'm going to grow me something. You recall in the Bible, the disciples of Jesus found themselves in a situation that they didn't really know what they needed to know about God. They had watched him work miracles. They had seen him cast out demons. They had seen him give sight to the blind. They had watched him as he would deliver people from demon possession and sickness. But they didn't really know who Jesus was. They walked with him, ate with him. Everywhere Jesus would go, they would go, but they did not know him. Kind of sound like church folk, right? In church, but still don't know what the Lord can do. Don't know the limits of his power. Mark chapter 4 tells us that Jesus commanded them to get in the boat. Let's cross over to the other side. Let's continue this great work of dealing with the problems of this world. And as they got on the boat, a storm arose. This was not an ordinary storm because there were experienced fishermen on board. But this storm was so great, they were afraid. They thought they were going to die. And in desperation, when the winds were blowing and the waves were dashing in the ship, in desperation, they cried out to Jesus, not praise the Lord, not thank you. They said, Lord, don't you even care that we are perishing? Isn't that something? Folks that ought to know him and ought to know how to call on him, they're asking him, don't you even care? Here was their creator on board with them in the flesh. The incarnate God in the flesh. And yet they're saying, do you even care? Not if you can do something about it. Do you even care? Now, you ought to remember this from Sunday school and from youth church. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible. In other words, he wrote you a letter and told you in the Bible, I love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Never doubt if God loves you. You may doubt when you're going to get out of it. You may doubt your attitude, but don't ever doubt God. He knows what he's doing. And he knows how to handle you. Deacon J. McDaniel a long time ago said, be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Look at somebody, tell him, God will take care of you. Lo and behold, Jesus was asleep on a pillow. In other words, the stuff that upset you, amen, it doesn't bother God. The waves were dashing and the wind was blowing, and when Jesus got up, the Bible says he arose. In other words, he will arise in your life. He will stand up in your life. He will deliver you in your life. He will reveal himself to be God. Never, never doubt that he can do it. The Bible says he spoke to the wind and the waves. I want you to notice, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I want you to notice this. He spoke to the storm. That's what the Bible says in Mark 4. Amen. It says he spoke to the storm. Verse 39, he arose and rebuked the wind and the waves and said to the storm, peace, be still. But he wasn't just talking about the storm and to the storm. He was talking to peace. If he was talking to the storm, he would have said, "Storm, be still." But he knew what could take over and what he had made in order to come in and would quell the storm. He said, "Peace, I need you right here." In your life, there's going to be some ups and downs. But if you can say, "Peace, be still," it will come in. And storms have got to behave themselves. Ah, do you see what I'm saying today? Speak to your storm. Said, "Lord, if you said it, I can say it. Because I'm in Christ. You're the head, and I'm in the body of Christ. If you said it, I can say it. If I'm going through COVID, I can speak to COVID and say, 'COVID, be still. Peace, be still.'" You got to know that. You got to know God, and you got to know where the resources are. You got to know how, as a child of God, that your prayers count in heaven. I close by giving you this, that when those people in Babylon, in captivity, recognized that they were in a storm, they could have had the attitude of saying there's no hope. As a matter of fact, they did write one psalm about it. They said, "We hung our harps on the willows, and in Babylon we sat down and wept." You could have that attitude, or you could stand up today knowing that this is 2022, and since you're still living, you still got a chance. You could stand up and say, "Lord, I ain't looking back, but I'm looking forward. I'm going to see what God's going to do in my life." Anybody got Jesus in your life? You don't have to question him. You don't have to ask him, "Lord, do you care?" Because you know that he loves you. All you got to do is get up there on the ship's brow with him and say, "Lord, let me say something. I want to say how you woke me up. I want to say how you brought me a long way." And if you can talk to the storm, I can talk to the storm. If you can tell the storm what to do, "Lord, I know you can direct my life." It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. Psalm 100 is a wonderful psalm for you to quote when you're going through. Psalm 100 is a wonderful song for you to say, "Lord, I know you got it in your hands. I know, God, that you can lead me every step of the way." Oh, I'm telling you, church of God, we need to recognize that no matter what, he is still God. Let's quote that psalm together, if you would. Amen. Get your Bible and let's talk about it. Stand on your feet as we proclaim this together. And I want you to shout it today, amen, because joyful noise means shout. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Watch this. For the Lord is good. Let me hear it again. The Lord is good. Say it one more time. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. Amen, somebody. Amen. 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 I love the Lord. I love the Lord because he brought me through some stuff. Ah, he brought me through this. Put your hands together. He brought me through that. Lord, I'm grateful, yes, I am, to you. Oh, he brought me through, he brought me through. Let me hear you. He brought me, come on, get that rock in it. Get that rock in it. Lord, I'm grateful to you. Say it again, he brought me through, he brought me through. Oh, yeah, he brought me through that. Yes, he did. Lord, I'm grateful. Yes, I am. Listen. He made a way when there was no way. Oh, yeah. And Lord, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful to you. What else did he do? He opened doors that got closed in my face. But Lord, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Yes, I am. That's why I can shout, he brought me through. He brought me through this. Hey, he brought me through that. Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm grateful. Yes, I am. Before we close, I want to give the invitation. Someone may not know the Lord of glory, but he's not just the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of the ship that you're in, and he will speak peace. If you're not in Christ, you need to get into the Lord. I'm talking about getting into God. Let him come into your heart. Someone online or maybe in the parking lot, just pray that simple prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my failure. Help me to live through you and to abide in you. If you pray that prayer, God will save you. You can write to us. You can just let us know. Matter of fact, even if you don't let us know, it's going to show up in your life anyway. But write to us online, crossroadbc.com, or either just come down the aisle and say, Preacher, I did it. I did it. I got it. I got it. If you got it, God's got you. Amen. God bless you. Brother Joe is going to close us out in prayer. Amen. Is God good?